The National Trust for Historic Preservation today announced its list of America's most endangered historic places. The choices on the 2004 list are unusual. Among them are the entire state of Vermont, threatened by development, the Bethlehem Steel Plant in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Nine Mile Canyon in Utah, the home of 10,000 petroglyphs, and a quirky, controversial building in New York City that NPR's Margot Adler says still causes debate.
Architecture critic Ada Louise Huxtable despised the building and called it a die-cut Venetian palace on lollipops. Edward Durell Stone's white marble edifice at 2 Columbus Circle seemed an oddity when it was built in 1964, an indulgence for Huntington Hartford, who put his art collection inside it. Those lollipop-like columns, my mother used to laugh and call them ping-pong paddles, form an arcade with the entrance inside, and near the very top there are Venetian-looking windows. Today, the white marble structure is dwarfed by the new dark glass Goliath that is the Time Warner Building. In front of the building this morning, as streams of tourists and commuters passed by, most had never even noticed it.
I think they're prettier buildings.
It's better than all the glass.
I like it.
It's a part of New York history.
The Huntington Hartford Museum only lasted 4 years, and the building was taken over by the city. Now the Museum of Arts and Design, which intends to buy the building, has floated plans to alter its appearance, raising a hue and cry from an army of defenders. Like Robert M. Stern, dean of the Yale School of Architecture, who says Stone and his building skewered modernist theories of architecture by bringing back ornament, context, and history when steel and glass were the order of the day.
And he asked people then to say to themselves, not only do you like it, but don't you think it makes modern architecture look a little funny as a whole? Or what's missing in modern architecture that this building has?
Stone used lavish materials, molding, marble, wood veneers. But what really drives those artistic critics crazy, Stern says, is that the building makes you smile.
We live at a time in which art is not supposed to make you smile. We are to be confronted with the grim realities of life in the face of art.
Columbus Circle is just different from most buildings we see every day.
Wendy Nicholas is the director of the Northeast Office of the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And writer Tom Wolfe, who regards all critics as mere couriers for a small cabal of collectors, museum curators, and others who determine what is good and bad, is even more blunt in his defense of the building. He says the modernist code condemned anything comfortable as bourgeois. It said,
everything should be reduced to steel, plaster, and glass. And Stone was the first to say, have we all gone crazy?
After all, he says, Manhattan is the colossus of capitalism, not a worker's paradise. Far from being the ugliest building in the city, Wolfe says the Huntington Hartford building saves the rest of Columbus Circle from being a complete monstrosity. The building's defenders, like Stern and Wolfe, say there is a new effort to preserve buildings from the 20th century. They hope today's announcement will prompt New York City to take action. And they say a new generation is coming to value the building for, if nothing else, its whimsy. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.